This podcast is brought to you by JewishPodcasts.org. Start your very own podcast today at JewishPodcasts.org.
Welcome to the Zeresh Emerson in English podcast, in which we learn and explain in a clear and uncomplicated manner an excerpt from Sefer Zeresh Emerson. This week's Devar Torah is being sponsored as a schus for Blima Rivka Bas Esther to be accepted in a warm Torah school in Muncie, and that Hashem will fulfill all the blessings of the Zeresh Shimshon for those who learn his Divrei Torah and the sponsor's family. Parshas Lech Lecha. It is written in this week's Parsha, Vayom Hashem al Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, go forth, me'atzecha, from your land, me'moladetecha, and from your birthplace, me'beis avicha, and from your father's house, Eloris Asher Ar-Eka, to the land that I will show you. The simple way to explain this pasuk is Hashem told Avram that he will show Avram the land where to go, and Avram should go there. Zeresh Shimshon asks, if this is so, then it should have been written in the pasuk Asher Ar-Elcha, and not Asher Ar-Eka, since Asher Ar-Eka literally means that I will show you to others, and not that I will show you where to go. Another difficulty is, if this pasuk is relating that Hashem told Avram which land to travel to, then why is the name of the land not written in the pasuk? It is only written in pasuk Hey, and Avram took Sarah's wife, and they left to go to the land of Canaan. But the pasuk does not mention that Hashem told Avram the name of the land. This implies that Avram understood where to travel. How did Avram understand that Hashem intended for him to travel to Eretz Yisrael? So Hashem should explain in light of the Medrash that the origin of the name Yerushalayim is from the name that Avram gave it, Ha-Yeroeh, and the name that Shem, the son of Noach, gave it, Sholem. Hashem did not want to offend either of these two tzaddikim, so Hashem combined both of these names and called it Yerushalayim. The commenter on the Yalkut asks, why did Avram and Shem call two different names? What is the depths in each of these names? He explains that Shem called it Shalem, which means complete, because he perceived the completeness of Hashem's physical world in Eretz Yisrael, health, strength, and prosperity that manifests itself in Yerushalayim. However, Shem was not on such a high level of spirituality to sense the spirituality that also exists in Yerushalayim. Avram, on the other hand, who was on a much greater level of spirituality, also sensed the tremendous spiritual potential of Eretz Yisrael in general, and specifically in Yerushalayim, in which one can reach high levels of Yerushalayim. So Hashem called it Ha-Yeroeh, which is the same root as Yerushalayim. Hashem called it both of these names because in truth, both exist. Great physical plenty and also great spiritual potential for those who want to attain it. From here, continues Zeresh Shimshon, we see the Eretz Yisrael is different from other lands. The quality, beauty, and splendor of all lands are independent of the character and conduct of its inhabitants. However, the spiritual and physical beauty of Eretz Yisrael is connected and proportionate with its inhabitants' conduct. When the inhabitants are immoral, the land is affected negatively. However, when tzaddikim live in the land, for instance, shame, then its physical beauty is seen. And when there are even greater tzaddikim, like Avraham Avinu, then even its spiritual glory can be felt. This is one of the reasons Hashem told Avraham to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem wanted Avram to be in Eretz Yisrael in order to help Avram. Since Avram was a tzaddik, and he would cause the land itself to give him the bracha that he will have children and be prosperous. According to this, concludes Zeresh Shimshon, Hashem did not openly tell Avram to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem told him to go to a land, Asher Ar-Eko, which means to a land in which I will show your greatness to others. And Avram by himself understood that Hashem was referring to Eretz Yisrael with the following logic. Eretz Yisrael is the only land that a person's greatness affects the beauty of the land. And since Avram is a tzaddik, when he ends Eretz Yisrael, there'll be an immediate change in Eretz Yisrael, and this will cause people to be aware of Avram's greatness. According to the above, the Rishim should answer another question in the Parsha. On the Pasuk, Vahirav Ba'aretz, and there was a famine in the land, Rashi explains that right when Avram came to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem brought a famine only in Eretz Yisrael, and this caused Avram to leave and go to Mizraim. Hashem did this in order to test if Avram would question Hashem. Even though Hashem had promised Avram the land, Avram had to leave it right away. The Egyptian asks, why should Avram's leaving Israel cause him to question Hashem? True, Hashem promised Avram the land. However, Hashem never told him when he will give it to him. Just like Hashem promised to give Israel to Avram's descendants, and Hashem did not give it to them until more than 400 years later, so too, it would not have been so difficult for Avram to reach the conclusion that it was the same with him. It is his land, and when the famine stops, he will come back and live there. What is the great test? The answer is, Hashem promised Avram that when he enters Israel, the land will flourish, and people will realize that it was caused by his greatness. But if right when Avram arrives, the famine begins, even if when Avram returns to Israel, and the land will begin to be prosperous, people will not say the land prospered because of him. Since when he first came, a famine has started. They will give some natural explanation for the land suddenly blossoming and the sudden high quality of the crops. Therefore, the test of Avram was that even though it looked like Hashem's promise will not be filled and Avram's greatness will not be seen by all, Avram did not doubt Hashem and went down to Mizraim. According to this, we have to understand how Hashem fulfilled his promise to Avram that the land will prosper and people will know his greatness. The Rishim should answer in light of Rashi, who explains when Avram initially went down to Mizraim, he had to borrow money for food and lodging, which he paid back when he returned to go back to Eretz Yisrael. This implies that at the time Avram left Eretz Yisrael, he did not have any of his own money. Therefore, if Hashem would have blessed the land immediately when Avram arrived, he would not have had the money to benefit from the plenty of the land. Hashem therefore forced Avram to go to Mizraim and attain wealth so that he could also benefit from the prosperity of the land when he returns. Thank you for listening. And in the merit of your learning, the director of Zeresh Shimshon, Hashem should fulfill the promise that Zeresh Shimshon made for people to learn his Torah. And your eyes will see children and grandchildren like the offshoots of an olive tree around your tables, wise and understanding, with houses filled with all manner of good things, and wealth and honor.